When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello guys, hello, hello. Today I'm going to do something different here for us all, and being creative is interesting. It actually allows us to come out of our self-centeredness around thoughts, to deepen our thoughts, allows us to come out and positively distract ourselves from the worries or catastrophic thinking. Today I had the pleasure of talking to someone today, wonderful guy, to allow him to express himself, and he called up to me, and he called up, and I also invited him from one of the support groups out there on Facebook, anxiety groups, and asked him to join me and talk and chat our stuff out. You know, a problem shared is a problem halved. So it's wonderful that he I won't mention name, but he did call, and yeah, we invested ourselves for about half an hour talk, and it's wonderful where we weren't. We found out that it was, his situation was over catastrophic, and overthinking, over worrying about stuff and creating stuff, and which we tend to do in you know, when we're anxious and we're depressed. So so today I've gone into some meditational recordings, and I've gone into YouTube and try to summarize some things out there that I've heard, some motivational podcasts and videos on depression. And I think today I'm just going to go abstract recording, which means that I'm just going to go and talk about everything, what I've heard, and some cool things that I've learned today. Also, I'm also learning. We're all learned students and teachers in this world. So, and it's time to grow and just leave it to the universe to teach us what we need to. Yeah, so there's beautiful resources out there we can have a lot of good fun with, and a lot of listening, a lot of learning. And so this is Nick Chancer for Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching, Coach for Anxiety. So today we talk about depression, anxiety. 50% of the world is experiencing some sort of, or will experience some sort of anxiety in this world. And sometimes it feels so hard that we just want to really come out of the rat race or the world, or come out of the matrix. It's this thing, you know, this life called struggling life. You know, sometimes you find it very difficult to cope with life, and yeah, we've all been to it. Some are still going through. We're all going through some sort of depression, anxiety. The one thing, as I was listening to the podcast and the video, the motivational video to get over anxiety and depression, you know, all around time, I found that we tend to put ourselves in there because our own concerns, and let's face it, that our mind is like a computer, working fast, working wild, creating things by the second. What we feed it comes out. And I remember one time I was listening to some Buddhist script, and we are our own suffering. Yeah. So we've got to watch out what we desire, what we want, and what we crave for on this on this place, and also the patterns that are running within our minds. Sometimes it can feel like we have, as a man, there is a serious high 70% suicidal out there. Chances are there's a high percentage of men committing suicide than women in our world. I think we take it too personally, and we feel like we need to be the providers, and that can get us down. We keep pushing forward, and it seems to be at no ends. We feel that way, but that this is all wrong. Sometimes we just need to come off those tools and relax. So if you have depression, anxiety out there, or this kind of traumatic or traumatic disorders, you're not alone here. And this is definitely not something that we can actually ignore or sweep aside. She'll be right, mate attitude doesn't always work for us. We need to be able to seek out the help you're looking for. Yeah, so it's, all this depression, frustration, pain, mental impression, it's actually, what you're feeling is just, it's actually natural. It's designed to make us feel a bit stronger, creates a stronger being. There's always a tomorrow. Yeah. There's always a tomorrow. So let's get started today instead of tomorrow. Let's put this in order. Let's really nurture the idea of really embrace the idea of self-care. Sure, there's a tomorrow. I know that. But we need to put this to bed now. We need to work it out from here. And you know what? It's not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy. It's simple as that. Nothing is easy. There's always struggle, no matter what we do. However, we can be resilient to it. We can come have a resilient mind. Yeah, so depression is real, my friends. It really is. You go to the doctor and you go to some physical illnesses and you talk about it to your doctor, and the doctor says, nothing really wrong with you. Yeah, but I feel these pulsations in my heart. I feel sweat. I feel something's gone wrong within myself. I feel stomach aches, intestine. Sometimes I don't feel like eating. And that's all because of depression. So the doctor says, nothing wrong with you, but What thing we know is that there is something wrong with you. It's called a mental illness. We need to address that. It's hard to see and locate. There's something there in our mind that's the wrong part, the psychology of it. And if you're seeing darkness, a lot of darkness in life, don't forget, there's always some light on the end of the tunnel. There's always light at the end of the tunnel. But it's up to us to read the right things, to act on the right things. And in my hand, I have two books that are going to help, seeking help. The one is Complete Self-Help for Your Nerves by Dr. Claire Weeks. The other one is you're going through now. summer stresses that we need to deal with. Yes, we kind of feeling at this moment there's no light. But the truth is, there is light, just like there's day. Just being patient with ourselves to see the light, to come out of that dark tunnel. So sometimes you might have an example, you know, or a story to share. Maybe on a cold month where things happen more. Cold days, dark nights. We need to confront, face all these things. And maybe we can face them through reading a book, as I mentioned earlier. And it's really important not to really take personal charge or take these things personal, because it only increases depression and anxiety levels as we take things personal. It might even bring nightmares. And then you have to see, locate, identify, be aware what is on the other side of that pain. The permanent solution that you might be thinking is not the thing that you need to be looking at. No matter what you're going through now, we need to learn to stand up to it. Challenge those thoughts. Challenge and elevate ourselves. In every level there's a devil. We need to challenge them. And not take things personally. Face them. You wouldn't believe how worthy you are. You're beautiful people, beautiful souls coming here to discover themselves, to experience themselves, to relieve themselves. Sure, it's not rosy. It's not always like fairy floss and Disneyland. However, still, even though you know there's a Disneyland, the life is really worth living. It's only we just need to get out of the shit thoughts that we're into. Yeah, sometimes we just need to take the time and rest. Time to rest, because the world is spinning out of order. Have you ever gotten outside amongst the trees, amongst the sky? Go on a bushwalk with a bunch of people. Uplift each other's spirits. Our brains need this. We need to rest and digest. Your mental health depends on it. Doctors again and again, light will show up again. And we should stop looking at those dark clouds. Like everything else, it's an illusion. It's an impression of the mind. Yeah, depression will disappear, but just give it a chance, give it some patience. Thing we'll need to know is patience will get us through in what we do during our days and how we think. So let's get some air, let's get some breathing done. So we get out of our unpsychic walls. find that authenticity, that authentic self, their us, the real us, behind and beyond what we're thinking. The key is to be the observer. Practice being the observer of this life. You know what? Even in those dark spaces, become the observer of those dark spaces, the dark thoughts. Let's keep practicing doing that every day. What about taking your dog for a walk? Call up a friend. Share some stories, some worries, some laughter.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Medical Mutual wants to remind you it's almost time for Medicare's annual enrollment period. As a trusted health insurer for more than 90 years, Medical Mutual is here to help you find better Medicare benefits. Be confident you're getting the most from your Medicare Advantage plan. Schedule your free Medicare plan review today at medmutual.com/review. Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.
Change the environment. Create the environment. The habit is in the environment. Yeah, become the self-aware. There's a podcast on about awareness. It's a module that I'm creating. Modules to help us challenge the... Challenge those changes. Changes need to happen. And so what? Let's not be comparison to anyone. Compare ourselves to anyone. Because we're beautiful the way we are. Just engage in our creativity. And re-energize. And shift those emotions. Within creativity lies releasing. There lays a lot of freedom there. And find the love of everything you do. Be brave. Craft something new. You are a conscious creator. And if you're facing the challenges right now, never stop. Stay busy. Like, I remember when I was going through a little bit of depression. I couldn't sleep nights. But I realized that I had to keep busy and out of my mind. I had to get into my body, whether it was vacuuming around the house or whatever it was. Stay busy. Cosmos is huge. Look upwards. See that we're only a speck. And when you look outward, you can see that we're connected to many things. And things in this too shall pass. And can you see that you're Maybe one day you can share this story to someone that's also going through some struggles and pains. And maybe one day you'll show them the take their hand and help them over the bridge. Help them to the other side. And you know what? Don't ever let anyone tell you that you're not good enough. And you know what? It's just that little step in it you can take right now. One step at a time. One day at a time. That'll make the difference. And that's a big choice between doing something you shouldn't do. Isn't it time to come out of that dark hole? Your own psychic walls, dark psychic walls. I'm sure if we drilled enough, we can actually drill a hole and see the light. And then we can push our own light into that drill spot. Yes, this dark wall, the psychic wall, does have ability to self-repair itself. We're just going to keep drilling, my friends. Keep drilling. Keep creating that light. Push that light through that thing before it repairs itself. Really good if you can open up, just like my colleague who we chat today. It was good for him to open up and expand on his story and be able to take some creative construction, common thinking. Maybe there's some light that was shared. Maybe there's some more talking to be had. Thinking for wrong and right, and that's okay. Let's all just say, I'm okay, I'll get through it. We all have the struggles. Maybe sometimes you need to say, what has worked for me and what hasn't? What haven't I tried yet? What is else out there for me to try? There is something that will help me with the struggles. Who else do I need to talk to? You know what? You're amazing. Everyone's so amazing. And everyone's going to struggle with some anxiety and depression in their lives. If you think you're turning and churning, there is some light. There is hope. There is. Don't feel like you might be feeling you'll be paralyzed and you fear and fear feeds on fear. But there is hope, my friends. Hope. Yeah. And I like this quote. Anxiety is what happens when your habit of worrying spirals out. It's important for us to functionally and foundationally understand that anxiety and worry are something except us. We tend to grab onto something like a bull or like a dog in a bone, and we just won't let go, and then we keep regurgitating the same worry, the same anxiety, the same thing in the heart races. Floating everywhere with their minds. What about learning how to shift their brains, shift their minds, our thoughts? There's part of our brains that we need, that they're idle. We need to engage frontal system of our brain. An understanding of how our brains and minds and stomachs and work and all the electrical systems and nervous systems of our body can really change things around for us. There's something called the basal ganglia. It was a new one to me today. Where you tend to have a habit of looping or a dominating thought. It spins you out, you know. And once you awaken the frontal cortex of the mind, things change. We can recreate new patterns in the mind. They're much more healthier. Sometimes, what's interesting in this article that I read, we can actually starve our brains from blood because of rapid breathing, rapid heart rate, and blood actually leaves our frontal cortex in starving us from coming into a natural parasystematic space, a nervous system. Then we're not able to reach a higher level of understanding, reach a higher version of ourselves from a level of cognition. We want to keep that open, not shut down. We're keeping the blood flow. The moment we stress out, we have anxiety, the actual blood stops going to that area of the brain, starving it from realization. And that's something to take note of. So sometimes having the practice of meditation and learning to breathe from the diaphragm, from the stomach, really just focusing and being there present, grounded into your stomach and into the breath, it can make wonderful, amazing changes the way we think, the way we can slow ourselves down, even in the heat of time of that depression or that type. That darkness. There's so many things we can do to come out of that dark, that dungeon. Those triggers, certainly. There's many podcasts we can look at, we can read, we can take on board. Someone by the name of E.V. White once said, "It's when darkness forms, clouds rolling, life gets heavy." Sometimes we feel it together, and sometimes we feel it alone. Times of sadness, surrounded by sadness, it's in those moments. How do we respond to it? One step at a day, my friends, one step at a day. No matter where you are in this life, no matter how deep or feel like you're sunk in the situation, something that really matters to you, which should really matter, it's not the end of the story, it's just a chapter of this time of your life. You never give up. Let's keep finding that greater meaning and purpose to our lives and that pain that we're going through. There is a chance that you can turn your life around. Once again, maybe there'll be a time where you can actually help someone else with their struggles. go of those consistent beliefs we hold on to. Let go. Let go. Just let go. What do you need to surrender right now? Make a note. What do you think you're losing? What do you feel like you need to have control of? I think the moment we find where we tend to control off and find the falseness of it, yeah, the job is done. We are free. There's only this happiness just around the corner. And happiness will really be what we really need right now. Enjoyed the podcast. It was just it was an interesting day indeed, helping another fellow brother and myself, and a wonderful person that's struggling through stuff. I was happy to lift their souls up a bit and show them some hope. There is hope, there is light. Again, if you feel like you need to reach out to somebody, sometimes it's important to be heard, to be seen, and to be loved and validated. So this is Nick Chance of Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching, my friends, and blessings to you all. There is light at the end of the tunnel. Please subscribe, pass this on to anyone that you feel like they might need to hear it. Just some shine, some light to them too. So, wishing you a good night, good morning, wherever you are, and blessings.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.